Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Friend maintenance too. That's me telling Josh that he's a dick. I just want to make sure he stays humble because Josh is on the bubble right now. He's working with J. Cole. And he's working with a lot of different artists, Boz and, you know, Xavier Omar. You know, artists like the Kev on stage. You know, so because he's starting to bubble a little bit, I just have to remind him, hey, dick. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep him humble. That type of stuff keeps him grounded. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of chicks out in the inbox, it was Eddie Guns, Eddie Guns. I don't want them to get the big head. So, all right. Zaddy Guns is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh is here.
I don't feel any type of way calling him Zaddy Guns.
I do, and that's why I said Josh.
You know, I'm very secure in my masculinity and my sexuality.
I'm not in that.
You know, that's his name on Black Planet. If he chose that for Black Planet, then I'm gonna honor the fact that he wants to be called Zaddy Guns.
Well, that's true. So
yeah, see, so I mean, you know, it is what it is. I can't complain about it. You know, it's weird to holler that out in the crowd like Zaddy Guns, and then he looked back.
Nope, that doesn't happen. Hold on,
we did it last week. It's a coma. We did Zaddy Guns. Get this picture, and his ass comes up with the picture. You know,
it's a rumor start.
This is a good rumor. It's not a bad rumor to have.
You're right. It's not terrible.
Yeah, it's not bad. Worse. It could be worse.
It could be worse.
It could be Lil Dick Zaddy Guns. And nope.
That's the one that's way worse. That's where the line is drawn, and we're already over here.
I cross lines.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. You see me drive. Mm-hmm. You see me drive. There are no lines in my mind.
Here's a terrible driver.
No, first of all, great driver. Mm-hmm. Kev, on the other hand.
Oh, my. Kev? No, both of the Fredericks, man. Jason.
Jason will read a book while he's driving a car.
Asleep.
Yeah, he will be reading a book in Braille and then fall asleep. You know, if you're reading in Braille.
Yo, you're reading in Braille, what are you doing by the wheel?
That's how ridiculous it is. We're having a good time on tour. Josh is on tour with us. He's recording everything. He's making some dope videos. I don't know if you guys saw the video on my page of me coming out, Kev coming out, and then slow-mo, and the lights going crazy. That was a nice club. It's a great club.
It was a great club.
Cinematically.
That's why we're shooting the travel food show that's going to be on the Kev on Stage Studios app.
Yeah. $4.99 a month, or you can get the whole year for $49.99. And that's just a great time.
Mm-hmm. But when we were shooting there, I was telling Tony, I was like, hey, a lot of comedy clubs are not going to have this type of room on the stage to be coming behind. The lights were flashing. I thought the lights were honestly doing a little too much, but Nate knows.
It looked good for mm-hmm. what it was. It looked good for that.
So Tony's like, hey, slow-mo. And I was just like, hey, there's this one shot that I used to get a lot when mm-hmm. we were on the road when I brought my little stabilizer. And, we're able to get it there. And it came out pretty cool.
Pretty good.
So.
Zaddy Guns is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Josh is here. And I'm speaking third person.
I can't remember if you won the last, Mike, do you remember? Josh
I did.
Won? Okay, you did. All right, you said that fast, so you probably did. How do you like the new digs, man? We got the new.
It looks great.
Looks great, right?
Yeah, man, I noticed the first on the wall. Do you want to read those out?
Don't do that.
What? I just was noticing the decor, so that's the first thing that caught my eye.
That shouldn't have been the first thing. It's a whole chalkboard.
Well, I looked to the left because,
I mean, it's
you know.
It's a chalkboard. It's Maya's is. Got the desk and everything. Don't look.
Yeah, I the start there and then I kind of go counterclockwise.
Don't zoom in.
No, we can zoom in. Come on, zoom in.
No, man, this is some first and stuff that you go through in life. We're about to get the game started. We have welcome back to another episode of Word in His Heart. We have Zaddy Guns here. Maya is here again, obviously. She's a teacher. Keep us on task and, you know.
On what?
Task.
Mm-hmm. I heard Chask too.
If we get caught up on something too long, she moves us along. She also tells us mm-hmm. if we're correct or incorrect. Josh is a dick.
What?
I want to let y'all know, Josh has changed, guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Josh has changed.
How did we get here?
So very much. Nah. Okay. He's a dick. He has no loyalty to anyone. He's only loyal to the joke or the bit. He switches sides. Goddamn flip flops all over the place. And it started with the Lululemon pants, and then when he got a new car.
I don't ever wear Lulus, bro. What are you talking about?
He's wearing these $130 yoga pants with pockets, no back pockets, just front pockets.
I got a back pocket. It's actually offset too, which is kind of nice. It's convenient. So when you're sitting down, you don't sit like on your wallet. Mm-hmm.
He got shoes from J. Cole. Since he started getting shoes from J. Cole, he's been acting completely different.
That's a dream.
I just wanna shout that out, because when you meet him, you know, don't be surprised if he throws 1,000 ones in your face.
That will never happen.
Because he's different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is completely different. We're going to get this show on the road. All right? Ooh. Don't do that.
Oh, I didn't do nothing.
first round.
Round one.
Pronounce this word. CHURLISHNESS.
Hold on, bro. I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean?
Pronounce this word.
No, this is for me. This isn't for you.
Okay, yeah, I was scared. I was like, first of all.
This is just for the people listening. Okay. Just for the people listening. The word again is CHURLISHNESS. Churlishness.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I've been studying, motherfucker. I want my W. Okay. She's really cute, but that churlishness really turns me off. Churlishness. I don't know. When I used to get turned off by people, it was because the conversation was just not good.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Very talkative, but not talking about nothing.
Not a lot of substance.
Need
some density to that.
Yeah, man. It was just very shallow and, you know, very surface. So just off of what I felt, I'm gonna say churlishness is.
That's what I was thinking too.
I don't know if it's meaningless conversation now, a banter, just rambling.
No.
Cool.
It's having an attitude, having a bad or rude disposition.
Yeah, because the root word chur is short for churn, to stir the pot. So it kind of like the attitude is like a stir.
That's not what that is at all.
I don't know.
Yeah. You pointed at it like nobody's going to validate
that. I was waiting for her to tap in on that yes, and then she didn't. I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, good. I'm glad she didn't tap it. Get your card off. I told you he's changed, guys.
Okay, so pronounce this word. CHINOISERIE.
There's a lot of eyes in that bad boy. It sees everything. See what I did there? Eyes.
I'm probably gonna go with chinoisery.
Nice.
No.
Nice, Joshua. It's very good.
Chinoisery.
Hold on. Run that back.
Chinoisery.
Okay, because Shen would be SHEN in my idea of saying words, and that's not the right.
Want to flip that coin up and see what you got to do next?
Oh no, I don't. I can't believe you paid so much above market for the chinoiserie. Mm-hmm. In the living room. I would say the nice decor.
What about it?
Zaddy Gons, ladies and gentlemen.
It is one of a kind, very exclusive. That you can only find very limitedly in
living rooms?
Select stores for living rooms.
Sorry.
So close.
Chinese influenced art.
Okay. See, if I would assume that and I was wrong, then it's a whole other thing.
Yeah. Okay,
I'm
going
to hold that L pretty strongly. Yeah. I'm going to just.
That's fair.
Because
if you say Chinese decor, I mean, oh, what about the Chinese?
I got a Chinatown market shirt on. You know, I can only do so much.
You would be doing a lot.
I would
be doing a lot. All right.
Round two.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your boy Tahir Moore, and I'm be honest with you. I feel like I've ordered everything there is to order when it comes to eating. Okay, I've eaten out so much, spent so much money on going out to eat, or rather delivering food to the house. And I'm be honest with you, I kind of feel bad about it. Me and Farron were going over our budget, and in 1 week, I think we might have went like maybe like $600. And it was just like, that is just
That is just ridiculous. But these fees, man. But I didn't want to go to the grocery store. I don't want to do with the hassle of parking and getting the reusable bag and all of that type of stuff. But I still love to eat. And now I need new options. So HelloFresh to the rescue. They showed me why they're America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items each week, including ready-to-eat salads, sandwiches, and soups. That means as soon as you take it out the box, ready to eat. Not only that, HelloFresh gives you better value, okay? It's 28% cheaper than going to your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than eating at a restaurant. Now, you got me with those numbers, all right? Especially with my daughter, because she can eat. My daughter be eating like she adding something on the bills. You not. You ain't going to add nothing to the tip or this bill. Family like, oh, I like this drink. I want to try this drink. No, it's too much, okay? That's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, because they give you options and they give you an affordable price. And I want to hook you guys up because I want you to be like me in the kitchen, zest and lemon. I had never zest and lemon until I got with HelloFresh. I didn't even know that was a real thing. Well, I knew it was a thing, but I didn't think I was ever going to do it. I felt like a chef. I looked up classes at Cordon Bleu. I'm not going to take them. Those classes were expensive. I'm going to just stick with my HelloFresh. And I want you guys to check it out, too, because I'm hooking you guys up. Well, not me personally, HelloFresh, because I appreciate them sponsoring this podcast. HelloFresh is going to hook you guys up with up to 14 free meals and free shipping. How's that sound? It should sound amazing, okay? Because you weren't getting nothing before, so now you're going to get this. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/wording14 and then use the promo code wording14 to get 14 free meals plus free shipping. What are you waiting for? Go do it now. HelloFresh.com/wording14 and then use the promo code wording14 to get 14 free meals and free shipping. America's number one meal kit. You'll see why.
Round two.
Etymology. Find the odd man out. Three of these words come from the same root word. One does not. Which one is it? I don't know if this is jut. Jut, is that jut?
Jut.
Jut. Mm-hmm. Injure, justice. Jut. Injure, injustice. I'm going to go with injure is the out word out B.
No, that is incorrect. Mm. The answer is A.
Oh.
Jet is the odd word out?
Yes.
Just didn't feel like it belonged, you know?
Don't. Okay? Just don't. Shit. All right? Maya will give you the root word and the original language for the other two. What does it mean?
Okay. The root word for injure injustice is ius in Latin.
What is it? Ius?
Ius.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, too.
I-U-S.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I-U-S. I didn't know that it had a Latin root. Latin. Mm-hmm. That makes all the difference. I-U-S means, like, that's, it's basically, it means retribution.
No.
Yo, your confidence in that, I was like, does it really? Wow.
What's it mean, Mike?
It's a rite.
A rite?
A rite.
Like a rite of passage, or like that's my right
as a citizen? It's my right as a citizen.
Gotcha.
So jury comes from
like
this.
Like retribution, as a citizen, I have the right to, through retribution, I have the right to.
You do not have the right to retribution as a citizen.
You're right. All right, Josh, it's your turn.
Josh, these are actually... two of these words come from the same root, not three. We had three, but it made it too easy, so we took it away.
Oh, that's good. That's good. It was too easy. This for my next one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to confirm it was... Etymology. Find the odd man out. Three of these words come from the same root word. One does not. Which one is it? A, sweaty. B, sweater. C, sweet. Go with C, sweet.
Correct.
Well, now I'll go to the backside.
You know what the hell to do, all right? You ain't have to do that. It's just unnecessary.
Mike, give you the... Maya will give you the root word and the original language for the other two. What does it mean?
Okay, so the root word for sweaty and sweater is svetchen.
Oh, shit.
Which is Proto-Germanic.
Keep my feet up on that.
I would say almost like a thermogenic type of root. I would say something that provides heat. Prespiratory, per se.
What?
I don't know.
Prespiratory?
You just threw up sweat? You just found another word for sweat.
I just doubled down because I didn't know what she said. Ceviche. I got hungry.
Wait, did you say, like, to perspire or like Presbyterian?
Perspire.
Okay, well that is correct.
Oh.
It is, means to sweat, to perspire.
Good job, Jesse.
Hey.
Such a great
this
job.
Game's fun, man. I really love it.
Round 3.
Which sentence is correct? A. She grew complacent in her job and wound up getting replaced. B. She grew complacent in her job and wound up getting replaced. Mm. I am going to, because the difference in the words is complacent with A, complacent. And B, complacent is complaisant. I'm going to go with A is the correct one.
That is correct
That is
hear.
Correct to hear. Now.
Welcome back, man.
Don't do that. Okay. This is...
That's over here.
I have one bad round, hey, and man, then he's welcome back. Yeah.
People don't forget.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, man,
what is the difference between complacent and complacent? Is that, am I saying that right?
Complacent
and complacent? Okay. The one complacent is when you get comfortable. It's when you don't have any energy to strive for more. You get laxed, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And the other complacent is, I have no fucking idea.
When you were confident in that, I was like, oh, that's actually a word. I thought there was just like a, which one spelled right.
Okay. Complacent. That's when you comply with something.
That is surprisingly close.
Close.
I'm going to give it to him.
Are we, Maya?
Because it means having the desire to please or oblige.
Okay, I would give it to him too.
Yeah.
Welcome back. That was Mace. That album didn't do well.
Yeah, I was gonna say no.
That's when he came back from when he was a preacher, and then he was like, "Hey, I rap again." The Lord.
The Lord.
Your turn, Josh.
Okay. Which sentence is correct? We were worried she'd be a breech birth.
You want to try that again? There's more confidence that time?
Mm-mm, because okay. It's the same sentence, right, so I get to double down here. B, we were worried she'd be a breech birth. I'm going to go with A.
Wait, you got to tell the difference. Which one is A and B? What's the difference?
Oh, the difference between these two is the word breech. A, it's spelled B-R-E-A-C-H. And B, it's spelled B-R-E-E-C-H.
Mm. And which one are you going with?
I'm going to go with A, final answer.
Mm.
That is incorrect, Josh.
Mm. She said her name, too, so she's... Not only did you get it incorrect...
I heard...
She was disappointed in it, too.
Yeah, she's like five feet away, so yeah. I heard that.
Yeah, she was disappointed.
All right, well, you know...
It's about 5 feet. You just got an eyeball.
Yeah, it's just give or take, you know? Yeah. Wasn't quite six. I got my six down because social distancing, but... What is the difference between breech and breech?
Josh is funny, man.
Oh, man, you know, I just like my friends laugh. You know, that's crazy.
He's also a dick, but he's funny. He's a funny dick. Funny Will. Or Richard. It's Richard, right? Richard is dick. Funny Rich. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. William is Bill, which is crazy because Bill is his own name, but yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so because I think that's where the William thing comes from.
William, Bill is short for William.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but you said Bill's its own name.
Yeah.
But that comes from William.
No. What's Bill Cosby's real name?
It should be William.
You sure about that?
I mean, I don't look too much into Bill Cosby anymore. But... What's the difference between breach and breach?
No, because Billy. Billy's a name.
Mm-hmm. Billy's, no, it, Billy it comes is a from name. William.
Huh?
It comes from William.
Billy does too? Not just Bill?
You mean like Billie Holiday? That might not come from William if it's a girl's name.
How William would end up being Billie Holiday.
But Billy is different from Bill is what I'm...
Yeah, that is true. That's true. I'll give you that.
But with a Y, it comes from Bill.
Okay.
Josh?
Yes. The difference between breach and breach. B-R-E-A-C-H is to enter or to enter forcefully. Break entry. Entry point. Kind of waiting for mine to hop in here. Breach, two E's, is to... open up lightly. Let me take that back. Breach with two E's is to
bring this clipboard, take two. So Billy the Kid was actually William the Kid? Like that's what we said? I have the research.
Okay. Breach with two E's, I literally can probably have a great answer by saying it is a skillful approach on a procedure.
Sorry.
So would it be the William of Rights instead of the Bill? Is that
no? That's the will. That's a completely different word.
Gotcha.
Do you think the Will of Rights was named after somebody this whole time?
No. I was just keeping a bit going.
So a breech birth is when the baby is facing the wrong way. So it means the hindquarters. So a baby's supposed to be head first coming out.
Mm.
Breech birth is when it's hind first.
Flip it, reverse it, like Missy Elliott. Butt. They should name that kid Missy.
Round four.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, this summer, it has been easier than ever to drop out of your personal care routine. You ain't going a whole lot of places. I get it. But let me tell you this. Don't, okay? Don't do it. It's so easy to stay with the routine, make a good habit out of it. And I encourage all you fellas out there to make sure you check out Hawthorne, all right? Hawthorne is a premium grooming brand that tailors your personal care routine to your unique profile. First, you take their quiz. They're going to ask you stuff like, what type of person are you? When you do go out, what type of places do you like to go out to? Are you a bar? Are you a lounge? You're a club person? Not me and myself. I'm a club. Actually, I'm not a club. I'm a lounge and bar person. I'm going to be honest with you. When I go out, I like to, you know, mingle a little bit, but sit at the bar. I'm drinking neat. Sometimes I like to wallflower. Sometimes I like to be the life of the party. But they ask you all of these type of things, and based off of your answers, they create a unique profile for you. And from that profile, they're able to make you a unique scent, all right? This is something that you are only going to smell like. No one else is going to walk in the place and smell like you. I've been a couple places when I had on some cologne in the past and somebody came up and was like, I got that. I didn't like that. I didn't like the fact that they had what I had. Now, I know they sold it at more than one place, but I love the fact that Hawthorne makes me a unique scent that no one else is going to smell like. At the end of it all, I got the essentials bundle with all the products tailored to my body type and my lifestyle. I got the shampoo. I got the conditioner. I got the body wash. I got the cologne. I even got the candles because, you know what I'm saying, your boy is your boy. You feel me? Fellas, if you're ready to take advantage of this right now, I want to hook you guys up. Shout out to Hawthorne for sponsoring this episode. They're going to give you 10% off your first order. That's right, 10% off your first order. All you have to do right now is take the quiz at hawthorne.co and use the promo code WORDING to get 10% off your first purchase. That's HAWTHORNE.co. Use the promo code WORDING. Hawthorne.co, promo code WORDING, 10% off your first order. Tell them your boy sent you.
Round four.
Okay.
Welcome back. Which of these is not a synonym? I was saying welcome back to the losing side. Which of these is not a synonym? Oblation? Invoice? Offering? Now, let me be honest with you guys. I don't know what the hell oblation is. I don't. Invoices, requesting service, offering is giving service. Mm. Oblation is no idea. Okay. So.
Well, invoice, there's the other. Oh, let me not confuse it. Never mind.
Why the fuck would you do that? What's your like inside voice? I'm going to go with.
So timer on these, huh?
C.
No. The correct answer is B.
See, I said the
invoice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's the difference between the answer and the others? Well, obviously, invoice is requesting something, while oblation and offering is, you know, asking to help with something. It's offering something, so to speak.
Correct.
Yeah.
Invoice is a bill.
Yeah.
And the other two are gifts.
50's better than a zero, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Which of these is not a synonym? Oh my God! What is this word?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Josh, take that to the face. Words I don't know. Zetigons, ladies and gentlemen.
That was so out of pocket.
It's one of those.
How did we get here?
I don't even know why we be laughing sometimes. It's just it's a good vibe.
Is that a first for that joke? Because that should go on that wall.
Which was? Is that it goes?
No. Never mind. We're past it. A.
Take it to the face.
That joke. Impugn.
Mm-hmm.
There
mm-hmm.
you go.
B. Traduce. C. Compliment. Oof. I'm going to go with C. Compliment.
Correct.
I don't like how excited Maya be when other people get it correct and I don't. Like, oh, I just be like, man, I'll never get that. I need that
reassurance.
Reassurance.
Oh, hey.
And reassuring tone. Let me choke out that ass. Now come back over here because you know you out of shop. Nobody told you to do that, though.
I got clearance over here. There's a little bit of room.
Tony, is he still in shot? You guys are all working together against me.
Not for symmetry, though. I might come back.
Yeah.
It wasn't because I was out of shape.
Welcome back.
What's the difference between the answer and the other?
That was perfect. That was you can't script that shit, man. That was great.
All right, man. Shut up.
Yeah, you're right.
Compliment is to kind of uplift, whereas impugn and traduce would be to kind of bring down. Could be negative, doesn't have to be, but not necessarily a word of reassurance, as you were saying.
I mean, that's correct. The other two mean to disagree and to denigrate.
Welcome back. Want to finish it?
Spell the word that might against you. I don't want to take part in your victories.
Round 5.
Spell the word that Maya gives you. Maya, let's go.
To hear, your word is maintenance.
All right. Maintenance. Shit, I wish it wasn't.
To hear's wording needs maintenance.
Maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
M-A.
What was that?
Mm-hmm.
You make sure to enunciate.
What was that? You heard me, right, Mike?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. So if she didn't, then, like,
ugh. M-A. I-N-D. T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Correct.
As if. What was this? What is maintenance? And what are three kinds you do on a regular basis? Well, obviously, I do grooming, maintenance. I have a skincare regimen night and day. Hair, I maintain my hair, wash it twice a week, and condition it once. And I lock in the oil after I put the moisturizer in there, because you want to put the oil in last, because that locks it in. So that's that. And then also, hold on. Also, I do the hand and feet maintenance.
Those are key.
Yeah, it's essential. It's major key. You know, go get my pedicures and manicures for a hammer and nail. But my car sometimes need maintenance too. You gotta take my car to get service, get the oil changed. Sometimes put a little, you know, little dishwasher, not dishwasher, but window washing.
I was gonna say, I hope you don't put dishwasher soap in there, because that would be a massacre. Yeah. It'd be foam everywhere. That's it. Actually, probably clog it up.
Yeah, it probably would.
Wouldn't quite get the spray factor that you need.
I also do relationship maintenance. You know, me and my wife would sit down and talk.
Make sure more to the story.
Things. Yeah, more to the story.
More to the story. We talk about it's good, it, good pocket. Good,
I do
good,
some
good
mental podcast. Health maintenance. I go to a therapist. Yeah, we not go to. It's over.
It's virtual, right? Yeah, it's virtual. It's actually easier. Yeah, you can do wherever. You can be on tour. Be like, hey, therapist.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's pretty easy.
Oh, wait. All right. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
Josh, your word is millennium.
Oh, like the tour you went to.
I didn't go to that tour. I thought you were gonna say like Millennium Falcon, because that'd have been cool reference. But
yeah, it would have been cool. I could have given you.
Are you a Star Wars fan?
I mean, you're a Star Wars fan. Absolutely.
Are you really though? Because no, you lie a lot.
No, I absolutely am. Okay. Like really, really am. Okay. I watched like all the animated series too.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was just
kind of came in. I get it, but no, I am my Star Wars. I don't even joke about Star Wars. That's one thing I won't lie about.
Millennium. You gotta fix this desk, man.
That ain't got nothing to do with you spelling right now. No, don't try to do that. You're stalling, Josh. You're stalling.
I am. What you doing? Millennium. M.
Willing.
I.
Will Smith dropped that album.
LL. I know. See, this the next word
is... You don't know if it's like the next word or the next letter.
It's not two words?
Welcome back. Zanny Gons, ladies and gentlemen.
M-I-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
Starting strong. M-I-L-L-I... N-N... I-U-M. Millennium.
You got the hard part right and the easy part wrong. Mm. It's an E and not an I in the middle.
I knew it.
L-L-E. In.
Yep. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-U-M.
You know what's crazy? That's how I spelled it first in my head. And then I'm just like, nah.
That's how I'm seeing it in my head. I'm looking at Willingham when Will Smith put that album out. Oh, that's how he spelled it. Just with the W instead of the M, but obviously you wouldn't spell Millennium unless you actually from Millennium.
So is Will William?
Willard.
There's the back of the card too.
Yeah, I was kind of basking in that L real quick.
He's swimming in the sea of M's.
When did the Millennium start, and what did you do to celebrate? Well, Y2K 2000 was the beginning of the Millennium, and I was terrified of my computer.
Yeah, everybody was. That was the whole thing.
So I didn't celebrate.
You know, that was a water thing then, too. I remember us rushing and going to get jugs of water on Y2K, too. They was like, computers aren't going to be able to handle this new millennium. They don't know how to reset. Everything's going to be offset. Get water.
I don't remember the water thing. That might have been
I do. St. Louis. I remember we went to go get jugs of water, and we got a lot of canned goods in 1999. Mm. Absolutely do. Wait, I don't know. She didn't even say that if you were correct. Was it correct, Maya?
Oh, yeah. Started in the year 2000.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
She said?
Hey, I didn't want to step on her toes.
Extra credit.
So now we have the bonus round. We got two cards. I'll let you pull first, and then I'll go first. If it is what I think it is, you probably have nothing to worry about. I mean, honestly, this game was just, it was just a wash for me.
I don't think it's true.
Well, we're going to find out. Go ahead and grab your card from mine.
That one's closer to you, so I don't
want... You just don't want me to have any names. Okay. Say this tongue twister three times fast. You have 10 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Tiny the tailor tried to twist the two tails together. Tiny the tailor tried to twist the two tails together. Tiny the tailor tried to twist the two tails together.
Yes and yes.
You see what the fuck I'm out here doing, boy? Don't play with me. All right?
Don't play with me.
Hi. This fucking voice gets me every time. It doesn't matter what he said. Like, yeah. It gives me the ridiculous lisp. Like, my tongue is too big for my mouth. I hate that fucking voice because it works every time. Fuck, that's the big joke.
Oh, man. You were so hyped, too, man.
I was so hyped. I haven't landed one all day. Four episodes. It took the fourth episode for me to get one right. All right. Your turn.
Okay.
No. Count to three.
Okay. Okay. Three, two, one.
I gotta help shit.
Crass comic Colin cursed at Carol calling her a crazy Karen. Crass comic Colin cursed at Carol calling her a crazy Karen. Crass comic Colin cursed at Carol calling her a crazy Karen.
Also. Wow.
You just had to get it right.
I mean.
You just had to get, you couldn't let me have one thing. You
ain't shit as a friend. Welcome back, welcome back.
Maya, what's the damage?
To here, you won by 10 points.
Oh my God, Maya!
One answer, Millennium would have done it, Josh.
I know that hurt.
Can you feel it?
No.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it? I won! Guys, I'm not a gloater. I'm really excited about this one because Josh is a formidable foe. Okay, he's very, again, about it. Very, very intelligent, well spoken. Obviously a sore loser though. But I feel good about what happened today. It shows that there can always be a great comeback story, and that's what I did. I just came back from the dust, and what? I showed the dust,
okay.
And I showed Josh that better luck next time. Sometimes that, but I feel like what I did was gave him a gift, and now he has something to look forward to on the next time he comes back to the show. Might be on a different platform, might be sold to some big time studio. Who knows? It might be right back here. He has a chance to redeem himself because that's what he needs right now, redemption, because he lost to somebody that can't
I'm
speak.
I'm 0-2, man.
Oh, you lost the first time too?
Yeah, I lied earlier.
Ooh, I don't remember. I shoot so much, but that is 0-2. Yeah. I mean, you see me out here, guys. You know what I'm saying? Listen, guys. Josh, you got anything you want to tell the people?
You go ahead and start, man.
Well, I'm closing after that. After you say it, I'm going to be closing.
No, I go ahead and close it out.
All right, cool. Well, this is Josh Guns, a.k.a. Zaddy Guns, on Black Planet and also on Hinge. Make sure you guys check him out. We got a lot of stuff. Follow him on Instagram. He said you're not on Hinge anymore?
No.
Not anymore?
Okay. Been on Hinge.
Not today. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for watching another episode of Word is Hard. We'll see you next week.
I've been your host to hear more, and this is another episode of the Things is.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project. When you shop at Menards, get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save